dictation for Caroline, Caroline Schrott, Schrott, November 4, 46, addresses a letter to Dr. Terry Ball, Terry Ball, B-A-L-L, 775-6472. Dear Dr. Ball, consultation for Mrs. Schrott with progressive abnormal kidney function. She's been seen for anemia with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, has received intravenous iron as well as B12 replacement. She is a very active person, taking care of herself and husband who has a physical condition. Some weight loss attributed to being physically active from 135 down to 122, although this is over the last few years. Has a good appetite without any vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Some nocturia, but no infection, cloudiness of blood or incontinence. There has been no claudication symptoms, edema, numbness, tingling, burning. Denies any chest pain, palpitation, syncope, no dysneorthopnea, PND. Denies skin rash, bruises, no bleeding, nose gums, no fever, no headaches, review system negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for diabetes, diagnosed about 6 years ago. Prior history of gestational diabetes 49 years back. She does not have any retinopathy or neuropathy. Hypertension for 10 years, at home well-controlled 120s over 80s. Prior negative stress testing and echocardiogram, follows with Dr. Mohan, M-O-H-A-N. No TIS or stroke, no deep thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no peripheral vascular disease or carotid artery problems. She's been told about a heart murmur. She denies kidney stones, gout. She's not aware of blood protein in the urine. No pneumonia, no liver disease. Next paragraph, surgery is a C-section. Tonsils adenoids, tube allegation. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, never smoke. Very rare alcohol. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include vitamins, lisinopril, metformin, Crestor, B12, intravenous iron. No anti-inflammatory agents, used to take for primary prophylaxis, a low level of aspirin that was discontinued by herself some time ago. Next paragraph, on physical exam, alert oriented strength 3, very pleasant, normal speech, no respiratory distress. Weight 122, blood pressure 146/70 on the right, 150/70 on the left. No gross skin mucosal abnormalities, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable fibro carotid bruise JBD. Lungs normal. There is an aortic systolic murmur, but no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension ascites, no palpable liver spleen. Good peripheral pulses, no edema, no focal deficits. Negative physical exam. Next paragraph, kidney has changed creatinine up to May 2020 was 0.8, 0.7. In June 2021 up to 1, November 1. March of 22, 1.3, September 1.4, 1.7, and now November 1.7, a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal calcium, albumin, liver function test not elevated. Present GFR will be 29. If a steady state, that will be stage 4. Normal glucose. recent ferritin 223 saturation 16%. This is after replacement, as she was running low ferritin 21 saturation 12%. She has anemia with normal white blood cell and platelets. Hemoglobin has been around 8. Eight to 10. There is a kidney ultrasound done through McLaren from April of this year, normal size, 10 on the right, 10.6 on the left, without obstructions, no stone masses, simple cyst, bilateral. Bladder reported as normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure probably started over the last few years. Not symptomatic, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Without evidence of obstructions or urinary retention. Do not have a urine sample to see if there is any activity for blood protein or cells to suggest primary glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Blood test is going to be repeated, including a sample of urine. Anemia likely from documented iron and B12 deficiency and now contributing with renal failure. At the same time, as there is no clear etiology for the progressive renal failure, I'm going to look alternative, given her age, for any potential plasma cell disorder. There is, however, no abnormalities on calcium, albumin, nothing to suggest bone disease. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. Potentially is going to need a renal biopsy if no clear etiology. I did not change present medications. Blood pressure in the office, understandably, was higher than at home. We will keep an eye on that for adjustment of medications appropriately. We'll follow with you. End of dictation.